Boxier mid-rise apartments could soon come to Toronto's streets after city staff proposed changing rules that forced developers to construct apartments above a certain height to resemble staircases, where successive floors are pushed back. The changes are a major improvement on past policies that will allow developers to use lower-cost construction techniques and make buildings more energy efficient because boxier buildings are easier to build and insulate, said Chris Spoke, a partner at mid-rise developer Toronto Standard. These changes aim to simplify construction, make buildings more economical to construct, and enhance sustainability in mid-rise developments, which allows for greater density and increased affordability, staff said in a report on the topic. The proposed changes will go before the city's Planning and Housing Committee next Thursday. The committee would need to approve the new rules and send them to full council for final sign-off at its mid-December meeting before they become the law of the land. Beaches East York Town. Brad Bradford celebrated the proposed building design reforms, which he asked staff to draft at the Planning and Housing Committee's November meeting. I'm very happy that staff have reported back with changes that take a big step in the right direction. We are finally eliminating the nonsensical and inefficient angular planes, and good riddance, he said in a statement to Toronto Today on Thursday. We need to make it easier, faster, and more affordable to build the housing we need. These updated guidelines should help, and I look forward to hearing what else can be done in the future to get more mid-rises built. If approved, the new rules would allow most mid-rise apartments to be built 6 stories straight up from the ground before the city forces the upper stories to be recessed. After a step back at the 6th story, developers could go up another 5 stories. Mid-rise apartments vary in height across the city but are generally capped at 11 stories on the widest streets. They're shorter on narrower streets. Toronto's existing mid-rise rules generally require successive stepbacks after 7.5 meters, which usually works out to recessing after 2 stories. In practice, the changes mean mid-rise apartments will look more like a 2-tier wedding cake. Currently, the rules make buildings look like staircases, or ziggurats, the ancient Mesopotamian temples that predated Egyptian pyramids. A rendering of a mid-rise building using the proposed angular plane rules, City of Toronto. The rationale behind the current angular plane policy is to allow more sunlight onto the street and create a more gentle transition between taller apartments and the low-rise housing that is common in many neighborhoods. However, the rules often conflict with the city's goal of building more housing to address affordability concerns. The city's design review panel, a group of building experts who advise on development matters, said, requiring additional stepbacks for upper stories unnecessarily complicates building design with little benefit on the public realm. City Council made a similar change during its November meeting, but it only applied to major avenues. The new proposal would apply citywide. The report also recommends allowing up to 14-story mid-rise apartments on 45-meter-wide streets. Only a few Toronto streets, including Lakeshore Avenue, parts of University Avenue, Allen Road, and stretches of Eglinton Avenue West, are that wide, so the proposed change won't have much impact, Spoke said. On most of those streets, building mid-rise doesn't make a ton of sense because of technical issues or because they're already zoned for high-rise buildings, he added. The only places he thinks the proposed changes could make a difference are on stretches of Lakeshore or Eglinton.